ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायश्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्टतृषामेश पुरा नारकोऽधुनोदितः ग्रन्थराज श्रीमद्भागवतं की जय। On this most glorious occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami, let us offer our humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who built this temple that we're all sitting in this morning, and who's given us thereby the opportunity to hear Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha is the most worthwhile endeavor that one can engage in the human form of life, because while we have a few years in this world, we can hear something and find out who we are and then do something in response to that and take advantage of what this human life alone has to offer us. So let us hear very carefully what Srila Prabhupada worked so hard to give us. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. There are the first three or four chapters of the 10th canto deal with the appearance of the Lord. So we can, first of all, take a look at 10th canto, chapter 1, text number 17. There it says, Bhumir driptam ripavyaja daityani kashatayataihi Akranta Bhuri Bharena Brahmanam Sharanam Yayo. Once, when Mother Earth was overburdened by hundreds of thousands of military phalanxes of various conceited demons dressed like kings, she approached Lord Brahma for relief. Sometimes we also feel like approaching someone for relief, isn't it? Because we also have so many conceited demons running world affairs and tormenting their citizens. Some places are worse than other places, but it's coming to a neighborhood near you, guaranteed. Srila Prabhupada writes in this connection, when the world was overburdened by unnecessary military arrangements, and when various demoniac kings are the executive heads of state, this burden causes the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know from chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, what does he say? Famous, yada yada hi dharmasya ityadi. So, human life is meant for attaining the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, but when people are godless and the presidents or kings are unnecessarily puffed up with military power, their business is to fight and increase the military strength of their different states. Now we're in World War III. It's, of course, a cyber war, digital war, but all heads of state nowadays are spying on their citizens, recording their every move, trying to control in this way, persecuting anyone who doesn't go along with it, and exploiting, and they're posturing themselves to defeat the other demons who are doing likewise. This is the nature of material life. Just like bamboos in the forest may rub against each other in the wind and thereby cause a fire, So there has to be war in a world in which everyone is trying to be the Supreme Personality of God, in which we are not. So Krishna comes from time to time to alleviate this situation and to enlighten us about what our real duty is as human beings. Prabhupada writes, he continues, "Nowadays it appears that every state is busy manufacturing atomic weapons to prepare for a third world war." This is written some 50 years ago, mind you. How relevant it is today. "Such preparations are certainly unnecessary. They reflect the false pride of the heads of state. The real business of a chief executive is to see to the happiness of the mass of people by training them in Krishna consciousness in different divisions of life. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah ityadi." This is also from chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. It's interesting that of all the things that Srila Prabhupada could have said, he mentions Varnashram Dharma in this connection. If you want what Krishna calls social solidarity in Bhagavad Gita, where does he mention this? Social solidarity. We haven't seen these exact words. What is it in Sanskrit? Loka Sangraha. Loka Sangraha. If you want everyone to live together peacefully, coexist nicely, you have to have an agreed upon set of ground rules to do that. Otherwise, it's one demon against another demon, and we're all demons. And in prison, it's well known. If you go to prison, we actually are in prison. Therefore, we see that the prisoners are not very nice to one another. So this is the world. It's like this. So the real business of a leader is to train people in Krishna consciousness. We are so unfortunate that we don't have such leaders in the modern day and age. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes in the third canto, chapter 28, text number 32, as does Kapila Dev himself in instructing his mother Degahuti, "This material world is called an ocean of suffering." And Prabhupada said it actually means ocean of tears. All the collected aggregate tears of all the living beings who are suffering in so many ways in this world, that is what creates the ocean of material existence. And we're drowning in this ocean of our own tears and everyone else's tears. It's hell. Don't have any illusions about this. But astihiyako mahadguna, there's one good quality, redeeming quality of this age of Kali, even though it, what is it described in that verse, you know? Kaler doshinithi. It's an ocean of flaws. Our tears are based on our flaws, in case you don't know this yet. If you're crying, it's because you have flaws. So doshinithi, this Kali Yuga is like that. But despite the fact that it is an ocean of flaws, at every step you will only find flaws, still there is one good thing, and that is by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, this Maha Mantra, then you can very easily cross beyond the ocean of tears, the ocean of flaws, and you get something even higher than mere freedom. What do you get? Param Vrajet. You go to the Supreme, Param Brahma, that is Sri Krishna. So on this day especially, we should take this very seriously. Chanting Hare Krishna is a very simple, easy process. You may have noticed that Janardhan Maharaj is back. He is very enthusiastically encouraging all of us to chant Hare Krishna Utkirtan, Samutkirtan, loudly chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to wake us up and to wake up others to the reality of our very tenuous situation. So this was certainly the case 5,000 years ago. Kamsa was there, things were getting very bad. And similarly today, things are getting very bad, but the solution is already here amongst us. In chapter 2 of the 10th canto, in text 25, all the devas, they have come to Devaki because they realized that within her womb is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's going to take birth any time now. And the commentators on that verse have noted for us that they actually knew that now that Krishna is going to take birth, all the problems will be solved. But we have to do our parts also. Just like all of Krishna's associates had a part to play in his Leela. So this Leela is going on. Now it's called Mahaprabhu Leela. The Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in spreading Krishna consciousness worldwide. Imagine what kind of realizations Srila Prabhupada must have had as he traversed this globe a dozen times within 10 years and saw Krishna consciousness spreading in ways that no one ever believed could happen. Imagine how that must have felt for him. So we are actually still participating in this Leela. We still have our parts to play. Are we playing our part? It begins with offenseless chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is called, in the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Janma Sartha Kari. Make your own life perfect first. That is the first thing. Tab Dabhi Koropa Arupakar. Then you can actually do something for someone else. So, Brahma Bhavashchata Traitya Munibhir Naradadibhi. Devai Sanucharaihi Sakam Girbhir Vrishanam Airyan. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada, Devala, and Vyas, and by other demigods like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna, invisibly approached the room of Devaki, where they all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. So they've all recognized by Devaki's effulgence that the Supreme Lord is now amongst us, only he has to manifest. That happened today, only a few miles from here. Where was it? In Mathura. What does Mathura mean? Wherever the Lord appears. In his introduction to this chapter, Srila Prabhupada is very nicely written. In regards to Mathura, we find this quotation. Mathyate tu jagat sarvam brahma jnanena yenava tatra sarabhutam yad yasyam Mathura sa nigadyate. That means, when a self-realized soul acts in his transcendental position, his situation is called Mathura. In other words, when one acts in the process of bhakti yoga, he may live anywhere, but actually he lives in Mathura, Vrindavan. Devotion to Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the essence of all knowledge. And wherever such knowledge is manifested, is called Mathura. Also, when one establishes bhakti yoga, excluding all other methods, one's situation is called Mathura. Yatra nityam samnihito harihi. The place where Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, lives eternally, is called Mathura. So Devaki was manifesting within her own heart this pure devotion, the same pure devotion that was manifested previously by Vasudev, the father of Krishna. Not just anyone can become the parent of Krishna. Krishna selects his devotees. There's a long history given in this 10th canto. We don't have time to narrate. But Krishna's very special devotees, very advanced devotees, Krishna gives them the opportunity to act as his parents. They may be his parents directly, or they may be his foster parents, or they may be other guru janas, but Krishna gives this opportunity only to those who are very, very fortunate. And Madhya Yashoda is the most fortunate. Nemam virin china bhavo nishri ripyanga sang shriya prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapi vimuktidata. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they have come now to offer their prayers to Devaki Rani. But Shukadev Goswami tells us elsewhere in the 10th canto, never before has anyone been given such good fortune as Mother Yashoda received from Mukunda. Not Brahma, Nemam Virinchi. Virinchi means Lord Brahma. Nabhava, not Shiva either. Bhava means Lord Shiva. Nashriyadapi, not even the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. Nobody got such fortune as Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, but mainly Yashoda. She is the main repository of parental love for the Lord. So all these demigods have come here. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives a very beautiful metaphor for their assembly here. In the prison house of Kamsa, raise your hand if you've ever been in the prison house of Kamsa in Mathura. Yes. It's not very far from here. In fact, you can go. Probably not a good idea to try going today. It will be very, very busy and high security. But whenever you have a chance, certainly you should visit that place. So all the devas were assembled there invisibly, and they offered their prayers unto the Lord. So Lord Krishna here is described in this verse, Vrishanam. Vrishana. What does Vrishana mean? Like we have the word Vrisha. Vrisha means bull. Why bull? Because he's potent, viril. Why potent? Because he sprinkles. What does he sprinkle? He sprinkles semen. He is the potent. Father gives semen to the mother through that semen. That is potency. Virya, it's called in Sanskrit. That is one definition in the dictionary. The Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is quoting, I think here, Vishvakosha. Another definition, Vrishana, means sprinkling means, now it's the rainy season, so we're having so much rain from time to time. So Vrishana means a thundercloud. Full, sajala jalada neelam darshido darashilam, it's described. Sajala jalada. Jalada means that thing which sprinkles water, the cloud. Sajala, full of water. This is Krishna's compared to this cloud. Why is Krishna compared to a cloud? We'll hear. He says, Lord Krishna is the cloud, thunder cloud, dark bluish color, ghanashyama. That is another reason. But also he's potent, as we've already described, and also he's distributing mercy. What kind of mercy is he distributing? The mercy of his pastimes, according to Baladeva Vidyabhushan. Who is the farmer who takes advantage of the rainfall? That is Lord Brahma, he says. And Lord Shiva becomes a very jubilant peacock. When it rains, what do the peacocks do? They all sing and they spread their tails and dance. They love it when it rains. They say in Brijatam, when the cuckoos make, when the mayur make this sound, what are they actually saying? Make ho! May the clouds come. So Lord Shiva became jubilant like a peacock. Lord Brahma is like the farmer who's very happy to see the rain coming, but there's no rain, no grain. So, and all the assembled devas, well, Narad Muni, all the devotees especially, headed by Narad Muni, we are devotees, and we are also headed by Narad Muni, are we not? Narad Muni is at the head of our sampradaya. So all the devotees are compared to what? Chataka birds. What is the nature of the chataka bird? You see, they're always running around with their mouth open. Why? Because they're waiting for the rain to fall. They will not touch a drop of water that does not come from the sky. As soon as it hits the ground, they're no longer interested. Similarly to devotees, they will not eat anything that is not offered to Krishna. They won't touch it. They're only interested in Krishna. They won't hear anything that is not about Krishna. They won't associate with anyone who is not somehow connected to Krishna. They're chataka birds. Chataka birds are very selective. So all the devotees headed by Narad Muni, they're like this. And Girbhir Vrishnam Aidiyan, the demigods all together, they please the Lord with their prayers. And we'll hear some of it. We don't have time to hear everything that they've said, but a few highlights we can mention. Particularly in text number 31, they say, O Lord, who resemble the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee, and therefore you are known as the desire tree, Vanchakalpataru. When the acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nescience, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. Srila Prabhupada writes in this connection, this statement reveals how the merciful acharyas and the merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead together help the serious devotee who wants to return home back to Godhead. The acharya's duty is to find the means by which devotees may render service according to the references from Shastra. Rup Goswami, for example, in order to help subsequent devotees, published such devotional books as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Instead of the ocean of tears, you should dive deep into the ocean of Bhakti Rasa, nectarian ocean. Where does that ocean of Bhakti Rasa come from? It comes from the rain that Krishna is disseminating. Rain forms into rivers, rivers flow into the ocean. That ocean is called Bhakti Rasa, Amrita Sindhu. So we should dive deep into that ocean, Srila Prabhupada said. Devotees are like the aquatics who live in that ocean. Thus, it is the duty of the acharya to publish books that will help future candidates take up the method of service and become eligible to return home back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, this same path is being prescribed and follows. It's like we've already mentioned, the things that Srila Prabhupada wrote for us half a century ago, they remain vitally relevant even now. His words are so potent, his foresight so thorough, his mercy so complete. He worked very hard to provide us these books, over 60 volumes of books, which you can pick up in multiple locations on this premises. So please, before you go home today, make sure you take some books with you. It is a very, very important thing. Okay, so this is one thing. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in this connection, he comments that what does it mean when we say the acharya leaves the means by which they cross the ocean of material suffering? The ocean of tears that we've described already. They're crossing on a boat and they leave the boat behind them. What is that boat exactly? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Baladeva Vidyabhushan also explains, that boat is the spiritual movement, the sampradaya, the association of the devotees who encourage us to please purchase one of Srila Prabhupada's books, open the book up and read it. Please chant Hare Krishna. Please understand, the clock is ticking. You don't have forever in this material world as a human being. You may end up as something else. Once the big door slams shut, at the time of death, you cannot make any more choices. I came from America on Etihad Airways, Etihad Airlines. It goes through Dubai. And there on the flight, they put it in your face. You have no choice but to watch what they want you to watch. And they keep careful track on who's watching what as well. We've already mentioned that. So the little caption read there, choose wisely. I thought that's very thoughtful. That's very thoughtful. Choose wisely. This is human life. If you take one path, you can go easily back to Godhead just like that. One life. Simple thing. Only a few decades of austerity. If you don't make the wise choices, then you came so far to get to this point and then again falling down. 99% of the way we've come to sit here in this temple room as human beings and hear from a bona fide devotee of the Lord who is presenting to us acharya sammata, the conclusions, the sampradaya siddhanta. We're so fortunate. What a waste, what a shame it would be if we don't take advantage. So this is text number 31. In text number, there are so many nice things that are said here, it's very hard to select any of them. But they also pray, O Lord, cause of all causes, if your transcendental body were not beyond the modes of material nature, one could not understand the difference between matter and transcendence. Only by your presence can one understand the transcendental nature of your lordship, who are the controller of material nature. Your transcendental nature is very difficult to understand unless one is influenced by the presence of your transcendental form. Early on in the Srimad Bhagavatam we hear, Mantra Murtim Amurtikam. The Lord actually has no form. But, especially in the Kali Yuga, he manifests as a form. Sonic form. Shabda. Anavrti Shabdat. We become liberated by the Lord's form of sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we say the Lord has no form, this means that he has no form like our form. He's not obliged to take birth in this world. Nato natyadharo yatha, Kunti Devi says in the first canto, she says, just like an actor on stage, he presents a very convincing performance that he's someone other than who he is. And similarly, when Krishna comes here, he acts just like an ordinary child. And yet he doesn't at the same time. What ordinary child can pick up Govardhan Hill and hold it for 7 days with just a pinky finger of his left hand? Nobody can do this thing. No one. But otherwise, it's bewildering, she says. Virdambanam, atyanta virdambanam, she says. It is bewildering because although you look like an ordinary child, you do these things that we can't understand. So in Bhagavad Gita we know, Krishna says again, chapter 4, very important chapter on days like today. Chapter 4, Bhagavad Gita. If one just understands the transcendental nature of Krishna and his appearance and thereby his activities, then one will automatically be elevated to the same platform. Tat paratva nirmala. By performing devotional service, this is what happens. We become elevated beyond the ocean of tears, beyond all of our dualistic misconceptions and bad habits and illusions and sinful desires and so many inauspicious things within our hearts. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will purify these things. And we will become elevated so that we're on the same transcendental platform as is Krishna. That is called Mathura. The word Dhamma is also described to use both the Lord's abode and the Lord himself. Dhamma means many things. It means body, it means a house, it means also a ray or a kirana. It means a place, of course. It means so many things. So Dhamma. We can become Dhamma as well. When the Lord is sitting within our hearts, the way the Lord was sitting in Vasudeva and Devaki's hearts, then we also become same platform, Mathura Dham. This is Krishna consciousness. So, my Lord, your transcendental name and form are not ascertained by those who merely speculate on the path of imagination. Since we're talking about form, some religions, many religions, Abrahamic religions, they all say, you should not worship images. What does the word image mean? To imagine something. Whatever you imagine, that is called an image. So we're not imagining the form of the Lord. We are experiencing directly the reality of the Lord's transcendental personality. It is not idol worship. Idol worship is what you see on India's Got Talent. That is idol worship. Everybody's worshiping their idols. Just like we call them, Hollywood idols. Bollywood idols also you have. This is imaginary form. The actual form is Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's lotus feet are more real than your lotus feet. These lotus, so-called feet that we have, they will not last very long. They're illusions only. The Krishna's lotus feet are eternal. Nitya. Okay. Your name, form, and attributes can be ascertained only through devotional service. This is why we're so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has explained all these things. Now, how do we perform that devotional service? Very beautiful verse. Text number 37. Shrinvan gunan samsmarayam shachantayan namani rupani cha mangalani te kriyasu yatva charanaravindayor avishta chetana bhavaya kalpate. Even while engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet and who constantly hear, chant, contemplate and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms are always on the transcendental platform, and thus they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is that transcendental platform called? Yeah, Vasudeva Sattva, or we've mentioned twice now, Mathura, or Dhamma as well. So this was Devaki's example. Srila Prabhupada writes very significantly in his purport, the word kriyasu, meaning by manual labor or by work, is important in this verse. Why? One should engage in practical service to the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated on distributing Krishna literature. This is very important. One may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he may also may become a devotee. Such activities are recommended in this verse. Kriyasu yatva charanaravindayoho. Such activities will always remind the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet. By fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi. Very powerful statement. Srila Prabhupada said, this is samadhi. To be completely absorbed in distributing transcendental books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or distributing the holy name of Krishna, or distributing prasadam from Krishna. All these things Srila Prabhupada encouraged. Now, Dishtya Haresya Bhavata Pada Bhuvo Bharo Panitas Tava Janmaneshituhu Dishtyankitam Tvat Padakaish Sushobhanair Dakshyamagam Dhyam Chatavanu Kampitam. O Lord, we are fortunate because the heavy burden of the demons upon this earth is immediately removed by your appearance. Let him appear. He's ready. Take his holy name deep within. Understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Take it within your heart. Become a pure devotee. Manmana bhava mad bhakto, Krishna says twice in Bhagavad Gita. And the second time he says it, he tells Arjuna it is what? It is the most confidential secret. Think about me, absorb your mind in me. Bhava mad bhakto, become my devotee. Worship me, bow down to me. In this way, you will surely come to me. So the demigods continue, they say, indeed, we are certainly fortunate, for we shall be able to see upon this earth and in the heavenly planets the marks of lotus, conch shell, club, and disc that adorn your lotus feet. These Lord's lotus feet that we've described, they're not like our feet. They are exceedingly beautiful. Indescribably beautiful also. But the acharyas say various things about them. Sridhar Swami says in particular, Tvat padakaihi komalaihi padaihi sushobhanaihi vajrankushadi lakshanaihi. They are marked with these auspicious symbols. Gam means upon the earth. What does gam actually mean? Literally, what is the literal meaning of gam? Cow. Cow. This earth is considered to be a cow. Remember when the demigods came to Lord Brahma? And they were praying to him. Who was leading them? Bhumi Devi in the form of a cow. Yes. So on this cow of the earth, we will see the marks of your lotus feet. Srila Bhava Mangala Thakur has described this very beautifully in his poem as follows. He says, Lalitani yadiyani lakshmani vrajavithishu mani nupuravachalam vande tacharanam vibhoho. That means that I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which are so beautifully marking every footpath in Braj Dham. Now it's hard to find footpaths in Braj Dham because we've paved everything over. For whose benefit have we paved everything over? Does it make it easier to do parikrama when there's concrete there and buses belching carbon monoxide in your face when you're trying to do dandavati parikrama? No. But ordinarily, Braj Dham should be, you should be able to see the sparkling Chintamani dust of this dham, and made even more beautiful by the imprints of the lotus feet, which have these auspicious symbols upon them. So, Bilwa Mangala Thakur says, I know these lotus feet are here in Vrindavan Dham, and they're decorated with so many Nupuras, and they're jingling very sweetly, and they've left these impressions. The devotees, they like to look for the lotus feet of Krishna. Today on Janmashtami, sometimes, at least in South India, they do this. They put little lotus feet coming into the house. Because the understanding is that they want Krishna to come into their house today as well, after he's born. Today's Krishna's appearance day. Janmashtami. So the heavy burden of the earth is removed by the appearance of the Lord's lotus feet. And then finally the demigods conclude, Matsyashvakat chapanrasingha varaha hangsa rajanya vipravibhute shukrata avataraha tvam pasinas tribhuvanam chayathadunesh bharam bhuvo harayaduttama vandanam te. O Supreme Controller, your lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, tortoise, Narasingadev, a boar, a swan, Lord Ramchandra, Parashuram, and among the demigods, Vamanadev, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now, please protect us again by your mercy by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. So this is, we've described already, Srila Prabhupada has described in many places, even in the midst of the Kali Yuga, we have the opportunity to take advantage of the Lord's presence because he is present. What did we sing in the beginning? Krishne swadhamo pagate dharnam jnanadipisaha kalau nashto drishamesha puranarko adhunoditaha. Now this Bhagavatam has arisen in the Kali Yuga, in the beginning of the Kali Yuga, and those of us who have lost our vision due to the very thick darkness of the age, we will get light from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is one way he's manifest. Another way that he's manifest, in Harinama Sankirtana, chanting of the holy name, which is the Yuga Dharma of the Kali Yuga. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyatha. What does it mean? Why three times the Brihannaradiya Purana is mentioning the same thing? Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva means not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga either. Only through bhakti, this holy name will give you the supreme benediction, because it is Krishna himself. Nama chintamani Krishnas chaitanya rasa vigraha purna shuddha nitya mukto bhinatvan nama naminoho. From Padma Purana we learn, the Lord and his name, they are not different. Where the Lord's name is present, the Lord himself is present. Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada, he says elsewhere in the Puranas. Wherever my devotees are chanting my name, I am there in that place. And the Lord is here in the form of the Diti, and the Lord is here in the form of Tulsi Devi, the Lord is here in the form of his devotees, the Lord is here in the form of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. As Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baladev Vidyabhushan have already told us, when the acharyas come and take advantage of this process and cross over the ocean of nescience and go back to Godhead, they leave the process for us. They leave the whole society for us. what great mercy Srila Prabhupada established for us in the form of this Antarashtriya Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So while we can, we have to take advantage of all these gifts that Krishna has given, especially here in Vrindavan, especially now on Janmashtami. A special benefit is given here and now. But take advantage. If you're not chanting Hare Krishna already, please begin to chant Hare Krishna sincerely. You can purchase Japmala while you're purchasing your Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. And you can chant. Any devotee, you can stop and ask, tell me what to do. How do I advance? The real point of advancing is Sadhu Sangha. And this society is intended to provide that for everyone, for society at large. All right, so this is how we make Sri Krishna's appearance in this world really successful, even in the Kali Yuga. Take advantage of these gifts of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is simply humbly representing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna Himself in the Kali Yuga, teaching us how to be a devotee. I'm going to stop now and allow our esteemed temple president, Sri Panchagoda Prabhu, who will also speak further about this auspicious occasion. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.